Hong Kong Jockey Club approved for basketball betting. The legislature of Hong Kong has formally approved basketball as a new category of legal betting under the city's gambling ordinance. The decision, taken during deliberations on the 2025-2026 budget, marks the most significant expansion of regulated gambling in the territory since 1997, when soccer wagering was first legalized, giving the Hong Kong Jockey Club, HKJC, reason to celebrate. The measure was passed with 77 votes in favor, reflecting overwhelming support from lawmakers. Under the new law, profits from basketball betting will be taxed at a rate of 50%, with government projections estimating between 1.5 billion Hong Kong dollars, 195 million United States dollars, and 2 billion Hong Kong dollars, 260 million United States dollars, in additional tax revenues annually. Officials expect this income stream to help address Hong Kong's record 87 billion Hong Kong dollars, 11.31 billion United States dollars, budget deficit. Finance Secretary Paul Chan has identified gambling tax receipts as an important tool in narrowing the fiscal gap. The expansion of regulated betting is designed not only to raise revenue but also to enhance oversight of a market in which black market operators have historically dominated basketball wagering. Estimates suggest that illegal basketball betting turnover in Hong Kong is between 70 billion Hong Kong dollars, 9.1 billion United States dollars, and 90 billion Hong Kong dollars, 11.7 billion United States dollars, each year, involving as many as 430,000 local participants. As with horse racing and football, the exclusive license to operate basketball betting will be granted to the Hong Kong Jockey Club, HKJC. The organization, already the city's largest taxpayer, contributed 40.1 billion Hong Kong dollars, 5.21 billion United States dollars, to the community in the 2023-24 financial year. That total included 29.9 billion Hong Kong dollars, 3.89 billion United States dollars, paid through duty and profits tax, alongside 10.2 billion Hong Kong dollars, 1.33 billion United States dollars, distributed in charitable donations. Basketball betting to provide new revenue for the government. The HKJC has consistently argued that extending regulated betting to basketball would provide a public benefit by reducing illegal gambling activity. The club maintains that unauthorized operators deprive the local economy of around 15 billion Hong Kong dollars, 1.95 billion United States dollars, annually, while regulated betting ensures tax collection and supports charitable initiatives. It emphasized that the addition of basketball betting will sustain its ability to deliver significant financial contributions to the government and the community. Alice Mock, Secretary for Home and Youth Affairs, defended the reform by stressing that the government's intention is not to promote gambling but to curb its illegal forms. She explained that efforts will also include educational campaigns and stricter enforcement actions aimed at protecting vulnerable groups, particularly young people. Despite broad support, some legislators voiced concerns about the long-term implications of expanding the gambling market. Lawmaker Tik Kai Yuen, one of only two votes against the measure, warned that legalizing basketball betting increases society's dependence on gambling as a source of public funds. His remarks reflected unease among a minority of officials who questioned the social costs of a broader betting regime. The passage of this law represents a pivotal development in Hong Kong's tightly controlled gambling industry. By granting HKJC the authority to manage basketball wagering, the government has expanded a sector already central to its fiscal framework while reinforcing its strategy of channeling gambling into regulated, tax-generating avenues.